With KAZU News, I'm Elena Neal Sachs. The Watsonville Film Festival, which opens today, is the only Latino film festival in California between San Francisco and LA. It's been going strong for 12 years now, and this year, to celebrate International Women's Day, the festival's lens will be focused on women in front of and behind the camera. KAZU's Dylan Music reports.
Consuelo Alba is the co-founder and executive director of the Watsonville Film Festival. She says it all started with a conversation she had with an educator who was making films with students.
So we were talking about the need to have a space to tell our own stories and to share our talent and to share, you know, the nuance and complexity and richness of our community, because we never saw that reflected in the media. And we didn't know we would be here 12 years later.
And during this 12th year of the festival, the focus will be on women in film. That's because International Women's Day falls on March 8th this year, the second day of the festival. On that day,
all the films are about women or directed by women.
One of those female directors is Eugenia Renteria, a graduate of the Cinematic Arts and Technology program at CSUMB.
I'm just very thankful to the Watsonville Film Festival for always providing a platform for us to showcase our work locally.
Two of Renteria's films will be featured in the festival, and they couldn't be more different. One is a drama called 13 Años, 9 Kilometros, or 13 Years, 9 Kilometers. It's a short film about a 13-year-old boy from Watsonville who walks 9 kilometers to see the ocean for the first time. The film explores how many young people who live close to the beach never get to go there due to multiple barriers, including
transportation, not having direct transportation to the beach when you don't own a car, or when your parents work, you know, full-time jobs. So how can you get there? You know, going to the beach is a privilege in a way for a lot of different people in our community. And so those are some of the different aspects that we explore.
Renteria's other film in the festival is Amor en Cuarentena, or Love in Quarantine, which began as a web series back in 2020. Set on the Central Coast, the film follows Emmy, a funny, complicated teacher and a hopeless romantic, as she looks for love with the help of friends and family during a global pandemic.
Ya no hay respeto.
You sound like an 80-year-old person.
She's got a point.
It's in Spanglish, it's comedy, and it talks a lot about the different issues that we see and we experience living in this area of California.
Another female artist who will be featured in the festival on International Women's Day is Watsonville singer-songwriter Gabby Bravo.
Oh, well, we love Gabby. She's raised here in Watsonville. Basically, she's our local artist, singer.
Bravo's music video for her song Apaga la Luz, or Turn Off the Light, will be screened along with the other films at the Green Valley Cinema in Watsonville. It's a celebratory video in which Bravo and her friends and fellow musicians dance and jam on the beach, which fits perfectly with the bossa nova tropical vibe of the song. Here's Bravo performing Apaga la Luz in the KEZU studio last year.
Apaga las luces, quiero dormir.
Yes, she works with a team of female filmmakers who produced her music videos. So it's bringing all these pieces together and telling these stories and sharing, like celebrating the talent, the amazing talent we have in our community through film, through music.
And Bravo will close out the night with a special live performance following the film screenings. The perfect ending to a day focused on celebrating creative and talented women in our community. For KEZU, I'm Dylan Music.
Apaga las luces, quiero dormir.